Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 18 of Audio Mo 2014, which means it's Wednesday the 18th of June. God, I forgot what month it was then. Oh, honestly. And it's half past ten at night. And I haven't really got a lot to say. Put my new tent up. Oh, it's not a tent, it's a tarp tent. It's not a tarp, it's not a tent, it's a tarp tent. yeah, I'm really pleased. I'm really excited. Because it's... these things are usually very expensive, or can be very expensive. And this one wasn't. So I was a little bit dubious, to be honest. It all sounded too good to be true, you know. I was expecting it to be, at very least, let's say, a little bit rough around the edges. And it's not. It's really well put together. It's a lovely bit of kit. So I've had it up in the garden this afternoon and had a bit of a fiddle around with it. Need some modifications doing to it. Just little ones here and there. One of them... might be to help me fit in it. I don't fit in the little sort of bedroom sleeping compartment thing, which isn't really a problem because I'll probably ditch that anyway, and just put a not ditch it, you know, but I'll save it for when my little boy comes with me, and he can sleep in it eventually. But I might need to get my mother to have a look at it when she comes over. She's a wizard with a sewing machine. Unfortunately, she lives in Spain, so it's not like I can just pop it around her house and ask her to have a play with it for me. But I think she could possibly do something to make it a little bit more accommodating for somebody of my height. But if not, I'll just have to, if I want to use the bedroom thing, I'll just have to sleep with a bit of mosquito net pressing against my forehead. It's not really a big deal. But other than that, it's awesome. I'm really excited. Just can't wait to get out and use it now. So, happy days. I've just noticed that Spain have been beaten, knocked out of the World Cup. That won't please my daddy. Because, as I've said, they live in Spain. And he now proclaims himself to be a Spain supporter rather than an England supporter. So, yeah. Well... so that's them out of the cup. I'm trying to sound like I'm interested or bothered, and I'm neither of those things. I really am not. I was bored stupid watching the England game the other night. I really was. I don't know why. I really don't know what's gone off. I just do not give a monkeys anymore. It's weird, really. It's weird. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the game tomorrow night, you know, to be honest. Is it tomorrow night? Or is it tea time-ish or something? I don't even know when it's on. Shows how much interest I pay. Actually, I was listening to... Oh, who was it earlier on? Was it... It was documentally, Christian Payne. Was talking about the fact that he's not a lover of football. I think it was him. Or was it? Or was it MC Fontaine? I can't remember. It was either Christian or MC Fontaine. I can't remember which one it was. Ooh, that's bugging me now. Anyway, one of them was saying that he's not a football fan at all, but his better half is a football fan, and she likes to watch the football. So when the World Cup comes around, he was saying that it's like a bit of a stereotypical role reversal. So she sits and watches the football and shouts at the telly, and he goes away upstairs and you know, does something else. Oh, it wasn't Christian. It was definitely MC Fontaine, because he said he goes upstairs and records some music. And he was saying that they'd come in or something, and he just caught sort of 15 minutes of the football on TV, and he said he noted how just dreary and dire and weak and benign the commentary was on the England game. And I guess he's probably been listening. One of the Neville brothers was commentating, wasn't it? Was it Phil or Gary? One of the two was commentating. Everybody's been calling them worse than rubbish and asking how he got the job and this kind of thing. And I guess that's what he's heard. But But what he did say was that, not being a sports fan at all, really, he said that he really appreciates listening to Test Match Special on Radio 4 for the cricket. And I, you know what, I have to totally agree with him. I used to love cricket. I used to watch an awful lot of cricket. I used to play an awful lot of cricket. But over recent years, I've just kind of fallen out of love with sport altogether, really. I just don't have the time to kind of commit to sitting there watching hours and hours of sport anymore. It's just, you know, just as life is, really. So I've just kind of drifted away. But, you know, as soon as he said about Test Match Special, that was, I can totally relate to that. Even if you're not a cricket fan, you can enjoy that programme. Listening to those commentators, at first glance, you can stick the radio on, or first glance, first listen, you can hear this kind of, what sounds like a bunch of toffs, just guffawing and, you know, giggling at each other. But when you actually spend some time and listen to what they've got to say, it's just incredible. The level of detail that can go in and actually describing something so you can actually see in your mind's eye what's going on, just through the skill that those guys have in explaining what they can actually see in front of them, mixed with the humour, the friendship, the camaraderie and the discussions that go around that. It's just a fantastic piece of audio. If you've never ever heard Test Match Special, have a listen next time. Or there's bound to be some recorded somewhere. Henry Blofeld, I'm sure I haven't listened for probably a year or so. I'm sure Henry Blofeld is still going. Blowers. And he's just spectacular. He's just an absolute star, you know. And he'll sit there and say, oh, you know, there's a fine-looking lady with a red spotted dress has just walked across the front of the commentary box carrying 2 pints of Pimm's and looks like what looks to be a cream cake wedged under her right arm. And it's just, it sounds totally, totally, like, pointless but and irrelevant to the cricket, but it brings the atmosphere of the stadium, of the game and the everything to life. And considering all you were doing is listening, you can understand so much of what's going on. It's fantastic. It really is good. And I used to do it myself, and I know a lot of people who still do, where they'll watch the cricket on the TV, the volume will be turned down on the TV, and they'll have Radio 4 Test Match Special playing in the background because the commentary's better on the radio than it is on the TV. It's fantastic. It's really good. But yes, he certainly summed that up. The commentary on the football is just, it's just dire. It's just dire. It really is. It really is. And, you know, all these talking heads they have in the studios as well now. I don't know. Alan Shearer. Well, what can I say? Anyway, that's enough waffle from me tonight. I didn't really have anything to say, and I managed to squeeze 8 minutes and 45 seconds out. It's not bad going, is it, really? Keeping up the challenge. 18 days on the bounce. Haven't missed one yet. Quite pleased with me bit self for that. Yeah, I'm just sorry it's not like more dynamic audio or more engaging. It's just me doing my normal waffle. You know, I'm not one of these people that's doing loads of funky, awesome music and stuff. It's just me gobbing off as usual about tripe and rubbish. Ah, talking about tripe, I haven't got a haggis for tomorrow night. Thursday night's normally haggis and jack and potato night, but I forgot to get one when I went to the shop, so it'll have to be tuna. Gutted. I'm sure I'll live with it without it for a week, won't I? Fingers crossed. Anyway. Why am I telling you this? I don't know. Anyway, I hope you're all well, guys. Thanks very much for listening to me once again, and I'll speak to you all later. Take care now. Thanks. Bye-bye.